There's a new kind of TV program turning up without warning on different networks, but always with the same stars and messages. TV critic David Bianculli has tracked one of these shows down.
One time I saw it late at night on Nickelodeon. Another time I saw it early in the morning on TNT. Other times, usually just after midnight, I saw it on cable superstations TBS and WWOR. Maybe you've seen it too. It's the latest talk show to make the rounds, and it features Bruce Weitz, who used to play Mick Belker on Hill Street Blues. But he's not the guest, he's the host. His guest trains dogs for a living. And the conversation goes something like this.
David's revolutionary approach to obedience training can ensure the safety and well-being of your dog. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet my friend, Mr. David Dykman.
How you doing?
How are you? I'm good. Listen, I got a couple of questions. Very dramatic national television commercial that highlights some of the things you're talking about.
The commercial that we're going to release is, it's a dramatization from the place of an owner that has very little understanding of their animal's personality and its needs.
As a matter of fact, we have a clip of this commercial that we've been talking about. We'd like you to take a look at it, and then we'll come right back and continue our discussion with David Dykman.
The easy-to-use Command Performance System includes the complete video training course from day one to off-leash. Easy-to-follow field training cards for each lesson. And the Command Performance Training Progress Chart. There's never been a dog training system like this. Command Performance. Unleash the potential in your dog. Here's how to order.
The success of entire cable networks devoted to home shopping have convinced some sponsors that programs, ones with stories instead of sales pitches, are an unnecessary evil. Now they make full-length commercials that look like talk shows or cooking shows, and they hire unknown or well-known actors to serve as hosts, and they spend the entire 30 or 60 minutes selling their chintzy stuff. According to the TV industry and the TV guide listings, these shows are called commercial programs. It used to be that commercial programs were weekly TV series with ads, as opposed to non-commercial programs without ads, like Masterpiece Theater. But in the last few years, instead of sponsoring programs so that people will see their ads, advertisers have begun eliminating the middleman. Maybe they hired Bruce Weitz to host this dog training commercial program because his character on Hill Street growled a lot and was known as Belker the Biter. But why did Weitz agree to do it? And why should anyone be dumb enough or bored enough to watch it? And if TV is going to show more and more of these mega commercials, why don't they at least break up the monotony and make the cycle complete by interrupting them with occasional 30-second dramas and sitcoms? I'll be happy to provide the answers to all these questions, along with an easy way to identify and avoid all sneaky commercials disguising themselves as actual programming. Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope and $29.95 to Fresh Air. And if you act now, I'll throw in one of my leftover Bianculli bamboo steamers.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.